Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. The League of Women Voters has issued an alert on two proposed bills that will be taken up by the legislature's Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee this week. LD 1149, an act to require an individual to present photographic identification for the purpose of voting, is scheduled for a public hearing on Friday morning at 11. The League opposes this bill, saying, quote, "This bill is the voter suppression referendum that will be on the November 2025 ballot. The League has opposed this since the beginning because we have long opposed voter ID policies. But this bill is even more dangerous than photo ID. It guts access to absentee voting, which is vital to many Maine voters," end quote. And the other bill is LD 1446, a resolution proposing an amendment to the Constitution of Maine to lower the voting age to 16 years of age. And that bill is supported by the League of Women Voters, who say, quote, "This bill will amend the Maine Constitution to lower the voting age to 16 for state and local elections. The League supports lowering the voting age after we conducted a study in 2023, a vigorous two-year process," end quote. Public hearings for both of the bills are scheduled for Friday, May 2nd, starting at 11 a.m. in the Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee in Augusta. And the League is hosting a testimony writing workshop tonight at 8 p.m. And their website also has information about testifying at public hearings. You can find out about all of that at lwvme.org. And as always, if you miss a website or a phone number that I give out, you can find it on the archives of the day's program, which should be posted as soon as this program airs at weru.org. Tomorrow is May Day, and events are scheduled across the state. A list can be found on the Maine AFL-CIO website, where they say, quote, "On May 1st, workers will be holding rallies across the state as part of International Workers' Day, also known as May Day. May Day is a global celebration of the working class that commemorates the struggles and achievements of the labor movement. The day is a time to honor workers' contributions, advocate for our rights, and promote social and economic justice. This May Day comes as the Trump administration has carried out an unprecedented attack on workers' rights by stripping 1 million federal employees of collective bargaining rights, stacking the National Labor Relations Board with anti-worker corporate flunkies, eliminating federal mediation services, illegally firing thousands of workers, and more. It's more critical than ever that we speak out and resist these illegal and unconstitutional attacks on our rights. You are invited to bring your banners and signs to these events and make our voices heard," end quote. The list of events is on their website, maineaflcio.org. The event closest to our broadcast area is in Orono. Quote, "This May Day, workers and our allies will turn the page. In Eastern Maine, the UMaine Graduate Workers Union is fighting for a fair first contract. We will join in action in support of the grad workers' fight and then discuss how we can all build union power and worker democracy," end quote. That's happening from 3:30 to 6 p.m. on May Day, May 1st, tomorrow, at the Orono Village Green behind the public library, Rain or Shine. The event is sponsored by the University of Maine Graduate Workers, the Eastern Maine Labor Council, Food and Medicine, and the Maine Education Association. And again, the website for more information on all of the events that Maine AFL-CIO has on their calendar is maineaflcio.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Be sure to get your events on our community calendar. We keep hearing from people who do not use Facebook, and they feel that they may be missing out on some things. So just go to weru.org, click on calendar, and submit your event. You can, as I said, reach me at news@weru.org as well. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.